Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to the Patricia Raskin Show. And this program is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of community and state agencies and healthcare and social service providers and organizations and institutions and businesses to help meet the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can log on to agefriendlyri.org, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at agefriendlyri. And we are really, really fortunate to have really an icon in the world of world travel and studying what makes people live the longest with us on the phone. His name is Dan Buettner. He is a National Geographic Fellow. He is a multiple New York Times bestselling author. He has discovered the five places in the world, dubbed the Blue Zones, where people live the longest and are healthiest. He's traveled the world seeking out new Blue Zones, and he speaks on television, on radio, all over the world. So welcome back, Dan, and thanks so much for being on the program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Great. All right, but we've got like 6 minutes, so we want to pack this in. But again, tell us where those Blue Zones are, again, and tell us where the continent is for those of us who don't know the countries. Go ahead.
Yeah, so longest-lived men live in Sardinia, an island part of Italy.
Okay.
The longest-lived women live in Okinawa, which is the southern extreme of Japan.
Okay.
The island of Ikaria, Greece, right off the coast of Turkey. It's an island where people don't develop dementia, almost nothing. Okay. Then the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, that's in Central America. Mm-hmm. They have the best chance of reaching age 100, middle-aged people. Mm. And then here in the United States, in California, just 70 miles east of Los Angeles, Loma Linda, the home of the highest concentration of Seventh-day Adventists.
Interesting.
They live about 10 years longer than the rest of us.
But now, these are all communities on the water, correct? They're all on the ocean.
Well, it sounds like it, but actually, the Blue Zones areas are inland.
Interesting.
So, yeah, actually, none of them are really on the ocean. They're usually in the highlands. And one of the things we find that correlates with longevity everywhere is the pitch of the land. People who live on slopes seem to live longer, and probably because they're huffing it up and down those slopes several times a day.
Interesting. What about two things? Air quality I want to ask you about, and about community. Air quality and community. Either one first.
Yeah, air quality is huge. Well, we know that people live by freeways have about five times the rate of asthma and much higher rates of cardiovascular disease. In Blue Zones, the air tends to be very clear, but if you want to do it, you can't just measure the air today. You have to know what it was like 50 years ago and 70 years ago and 100 years ago. So we weren't able to measure that very accurately. Community is huge. Now, you look in the United States, people in Kentucky live 20 years lower life expectancy than people in, say, Boulder, Colorado. And that's not because people in Kentucky are less disciplined or less American or have better diet plans. It's because people in Boulder, the enlightened leaders, have planned their cities so that people can walk and bike. And these are the type of built environment features that foster social interaction and connectivity and get you out on your feet. And that makes a big difference.
Mm. So it's also the geography is what you're saying. The sculpture of the land.
It's yes. And I would say probably the number one for Americans is the accessibility of fruits and vegetables. The cheapest and most accessible foods are fruits, vegetables, and beans. They have time-honored ways to make them taste delicious. I'm, in fact, writing a cookbook now about these pre-1970 recipes. Mm. And their kitchens are set up so you can make it quickly. And they have a social network where people gather around, like, wonderful minestrone instead of baby back ribs or burgers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's community, it's good food. Dan, what about in our country kind of the quest for fame and success and economic security? I'm not hearing that from you in these places.
No, they have, in a place like Okinawa, there's a word that imbues a 100-year-old's entire life, and it's ikigai, and it means the reason for which I wake up in the morning. And it almost always has to do with family, or it has to do a job, has to do with the job they're passionate about.
Interesting.
And of course, when we get to be in our 50s and 60s, we don't necessarily have families living with us or a job. So it's so important to take the time to understand what you're good at, what you like to do, mm-hmm. and an outlet for that gift. And that can add 5 or 6 extra years mm-hmm. of life expectancy.
All right.
Most of the time that comes.
Go ahead.
That comes. The outlet is volunteering. So the takeaway is volunteering is good for you, and it measurably adds years to your life.
So it's volunteering, it's family, it's plant-based diet.
Yes.
Plant-based diet.
Having a religion can add 4 to 14. So if you've drifted away from whatever religion you've evolved, reconnecting to that. I could enumerate 4 or 5 reasons why that adds to longevity, but that's an easy takeaway.
Yeah. So, and clean air. Clean air was one of them. Movement. Movement was the other one.
The big thing is thinking about where you live. If you move from an unhealthy city to a healthier city, that's probably the most dependable thing you can do. If you can't move, changing things in your house. For example, having plants will help clean your air. Making sure you don't have a toaster on the counter. A toaster prompts you to make unhealthy food. Making sure you have a beautiful fruit bowl in your kitchen, and that's well lit, and that prompts you to keep it full. So the most accessible food in your kitchen is not the chips or the cookies; mm-hmm. it's the fruit. Mm-hmm. And it's that sort of long-term strategy that helps you do the right thing for long enough so you're living longer.
Dan, I would just love to have you on longer. I'm going to ask you to come back.
I would love to.
Listen, thank you so much. We've got to go. Any closing thoughts, like in 10 seconds, any recap?
Yes. Eat one handful of nuts every day. It'll add 2 years to your life expectancy. And at BlueZones.com, if you take the True Vitality test, we'll tell you exactly how old your body is.
Wonderful.
And how to get an extra 3 or 4 years.
Fabulous. BlueZones.com. Dan Buettner, thank you so much for being on the program.
I loved it.
Thanks so much.
Big audio hug.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it was exciting. All right, folks. This program is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, and it's getting more exciting because next up we have Lieutenant Governor Daniel McKee on the program. And, you know, we are the fastest growing state in terms of aging in our country. For folks 85. So Dan's advice was great, and we're going to get more great advice from the Lieutenant Governor right after the break, right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back.